Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. This is our 6th special session. Today's date is July 1st, 2025. The time is 10:02 a.m. Congressman Keene, could you please take care of today's prayers?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We ask that you just watch over us. We ask that you watch over any mourners out there. Lord, we ask that you give us wisdom on behalf of the Osage people, and we just finished our ceremonial dances, Lord. We ask that you just bestow blessings upon Osages as we move forward into the summer and into the new school year. If there's anyone that has any burdens, Lord, we ask that you just lift those burdens, just give them peace. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen, thank you, Congressman. Clerk, could you please take care of the roll call?
Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse. Congressman Big Horse. Speaker, I show that Congressman Big Horse is on, but his microphone is muted. I will note him as here. Congresswoman Good Fox. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon. I show that Congresswoman Lemon is on the Zoom, but her microphone is muted. Congressman Maker. Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn. Congresswoman Rivard.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn. Assistant, Congresswoman Whitehorn is on the Zoom. I will note her as present. Thank you. Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Speaker Shaw.
Present, we do have a quorum. We're now on executive message. Chief Standing Bear, you have the floor.
Okay, this agreement that it refers to be funded, which I understand will be amended because every month it goes by, there's an increase on that. But this appropriation is not the agreement. The agreement is worked out between the Attorney General's office, Morgan Curry in particular, and Jennifer Oberle and our tax commission, who are here. And this agreement is a business agreement, and it's not a compact. And the reason we have to deal with this as one of the main options, there's other options, is the Governor Stitt keeps using the alleged arrearage of the tribal members who use the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority and are not being identified as through Pike Pass or whatever. This does not involve sovereign immunity waiver. It's a budgetary request because the Tax Commission and Morgan Curry the Attorney General's office have negotiated, as this shows, settlement amount, which is way lower than the original request by OTA for the at $845,000, which we objected to. So the this has been going on for months. I can tell you the obvious, that the efforts to obtain the signature of Governor Stitt on the tobacco tax was not successful. The work that was put in by Mr. Pipestem, lobbyist Fred Jordan, and everybody that was involved in here, including myself, to go to the legislature of Oklahoma, went through the House, went to the Senate, and just could not get enough votes to override Governor Stitt's veto. So that was pulled, and it was not actually voted on. So that was unsuccessful. But as I said, Stitt keeps using the alleged arrearage of the tribes, not plural, as an excuse not to enter into a tobacco compact. So we've been talking to people about, why don't we just eliminate that block, that point of conflict, so where he doesn't have any more excuses. But then we realize that even if this occurs, and there's agreement between the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority and Osage Nation, even if that agreement occurs, there's no guarantee that Governor Stitt's going to accept it on his end, because this is a business agreement. It is not a compact. So he can go ahead and keep using all the excuses he wants, and then there are other options that are not, well, I've got to be careful about what I say, because this is being recorded, and there are legal considerations that I think, if you would like to know the details, I request that you get with the Tax Commission, Jennifer Oberle, and Morgan Curry, and Wilson Pipestem, discuss those in private. So, recognizing that this is an appropriation bill, it is not an approval, or does not involve sovereign immunity of the nation. It's a bit to settle an issue and get that conflict out of the way, so we can go. Step two is to go into the tobacco compact and then keep going in that direction. But there's no guarantees. And Attorney General's Gettner Drummond is going to run for governor, I'm told. There are some people in Oklahoma City says, why don't you just wait till he gets in there? But there's no guarantee. He may get in there and see the arrearage at Oklahoma Turnpike Authority and say, well, that's them. That's an enterprise. That's separate from the compact, which it is. So we've got to separate these issues and determine where the conflicts are and try to eliminate conflict. Because the conflict with attorneys with a state can easily exceed this amount right here, easily. So if it's amount, this is a way, I believe, to eliminate that conflict and the attorney fees that go with it. So I mean, no offense to the attorneys. I mean, they do good work for us, but that's just how it is. So anyway, I shouldn't say much else on the record. So I'm going to leave it at that, Madam Speaker.
Anything else?
Yes, I've been reminded that the Tax Commission has submitted all the supporting documents to you, and they're relying on that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Chief Standing Bearer. We're now on the legislative message. Hold on just one second. Good morning to Chief Standing Bear, Assistant Chief Walker, to my colleagues and all those listening. I hope that you're all ready for a good day of work. We have one item on the agenda today that we'll be working on. I'd like to acknowledge our staff, the executive team. Looks like some of them are joining us at this time. We've been having some technical difficulties. The Tax Commission Board, and of course, my colleagues for preparing for this session, putting in the work. As stated in the proclamation, and as stated so eloquently by Chief Standing Bear, we do have one item to be considered today, a tribal appropriation for the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority settlement. This is a topic that has been discussed in previous committee meetings, and I trust that my colleagues have had the opportunity to review the supporting documentation sent to us by the Tax Commission. Together, let's put in the work necessary, have a productive session, and a productive day. Thank you.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Potts.
Madam Speaker, pursuant to a letter or to an email that I had sent to the body concerning storm sirens within the villages of the Osage Nation and their ineffectiveness and inability to fire when needed, I would like to make a motion at this time to amend the proclamation to include consideration of ONCA 2588, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $300,000 to the executive branch for tornado sirens within the territorial boundaries of the Osage Nation, and to establish an alternate effective date.
There's a motion. Is there a second? There's a second. Discussion? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I just would encourage the body to vote for this. It's a relatively simple piece of legislation that I intend to move fairly quickly today. Received word during our Gray Horse dances that during one of the storms that fired up, that the tornado sirens did not go off. I reached out to emergency management, to Secretary Williams, and to the five-man board. There is a tornado siren within the Gray Horse Village. I believe that it was intended to be sounded. I've received word that they tried to fire the siren. It did not sound, so in checking with Mr. Tall Chief in emergency management, they had inspected it in April and found the batteries to be in need of repair. They replaced the batteries. It was still an issue with the siren. So when it was needed in a severe weather incident during our dances, it did not sound. Further inspection has found that the circuit board in the Gray Horse Village is fried, so it is in need of repair. I then had subsequent conversations with emergency management stating that there is no tornado siren in the village of Pawhuska or in the Hominy Village. There are surrounding, and those are operated by the cities of Pawhuska and Hominy. The intent with this legislation would be able to allow our executive branch to install sirens within each village that are controlled by emergency management with potential dual control by each city so that citizens are protected. So I would encourage members to vote for this and move forward with it today. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion, please say yes.
Yes.
Let's do a roll call vote, please.
Congressman Bighorse? Congressman Bighorse?
Thank you. At this time, we will take a brief recess to address the technical issues we're having. We're near recess.